Good morning, girls. Today, not so pretty, not so sexy. We are on the treadmill this morning doing a little walk and talk with you guys. We, in Nashville fashion, it's like 38 degrees this morning. It, you know, the other day it was like 65 when I woke up. So we do what we got to do. We're on the treadmill this morning. My plan for the day is really simple. I'm going to be lifting back shortly, and then I'm going to do a 30-minute beginner Peloton ride. I decided I wanted to do that. A lot of times when I lift weights, what I do is since I have a treadmill, what I do is I just turn it on, and then I set it for like 3 miles per hour, 3.5 miles per hour. I do a set. I walk for a minute. I do a set, I walk for a minute. And I just do that through the whole workout. So that allows me to get in. Usually I can get in anywhere between 3/4 of a mile to a mile, depending on how fast I'm walking. But it just gets a little bit movement in the legs. If you don't have a treadmill at home, you can march in place between sets. You can do all kinds of, you can do jumping jacks. You can do just like leg swings, things like that. I always like to, in between my sets, I like to kind of stay a little active. I don't just like stand there and wait for the next thing. So I do that. And I hope you guys can hear me okay, because I know the treadmill might be a little loud and I don't have my headphones on this morning. So let me talk to you guys about a concept that I was just scrolling through the Facebook group this morning. What I like to do is usually every day I take a big perusal through the Facebook group to kind of see what everybody's talking about and see if I notice any common themes, that kind of stuff. That really helps me figure out like what things I'm going to teach you guys, what I'm going to include in courses and all that kind of stuff. And this morning, one of the things that I noticed was everybody saying like, well, I just need to vent. Well, I'm feeling down. Well, I'm just like, I'm feeling all these things, or I'm needing to say these things, right? So, of course, if you're feeling something, remember, feelings are one word. So if you're feeling frustrated, angry, sad, hopeless, whatever it is, or if you're saying I need to vent, or I yelled, or I ate, or whatever, that's always an action. So for all my newbies, when we talk about feelings and actions, that's part of our model. What I'm noticing is that all of you keep saying, it makes me do this, or it made me feel. Guys, that is 1,000% impossible to happen. And it is 1,000% going to always make you feel helpless and a victim and at the effect of things. If you ever want to be able to change your mindset, if you ever want to feel better, if you ever want to be able to overcome your circumstances, you have to be the one that takes ownership that if you are feeling something or eating something, it is because of your personal thoughts about something that has happened. So, I just want to tell you guys a shortcut in thought work. If you ever catch yourself saying, it made me eat, or it made me feel bad, and it can be my husband, what my mother said to me, the loss of my job, the stress of the coronavirus, anything like that, you need to immediately dead pause yourself, go to your PNP planner, open it up. There is a blue box on every single page. And you need to write down, when I feel this, when I'm feeling stressed or when I'm feeling sad, when I'm overeating, when I'm doing these things, it's because I keep thinking about these things. Guys, that right there is enough for you to do thought work on right now that will be very liberating. You do not need a better thought. You don't need to change your outlook or anything, but you do have to start noticing that your thoughts are causing your pain in your eating. If your brain keeps, like, if you keep holding on to a belief that someone can hurt your feelings, that something can make you feel bad, something can stress you out or whatever, you are then sold on the idea that you'll never be able to control your eating and you'll never be able to control your feelings unless something starts changing. Like, a lot of you are sitting, like, y'all, most of y'all should probably listen to my business call last night, because in the business call, we talked about how other people don't ostracize us. Other people don't frustrate us and stuff like that. You have to take ownership for your feelings about things. Because if you ever want some, like, if you ever want to feel better, if you ever want control over your mouth and that kind of stuff, you have to understand you are the one in control first. And when you're sitting around blaming it or thinking about it causing it, that means you can't also take control. You have to be the problem in order to be the solution. If you keep insisting something else is the problem, then the other thing is also the solution. And that is horrible for all of us. We do not need that life. The nice thing is if you actually want to be angry or frustrated or disappointed or sad about something, when you decide that it didn't cause all that, when you decide, like, I know the reason why I'm pissed right now is because I keep thinking these things, it allows you to also be practicing acceptance of that I'm the one responsible for my feelings right now. No, I don't like this. And no, I'm blah, blah, blah. You automatically feel a sense of control. And for those of you who are eating in response to your feelings, the one thing that you need is a sense of control. So without having to change all this other stuff, and without, you won't need to escape your feelings if you're the one controlling them. Think about it. People always tell me, one of the reasons why they're overeating is they have this lack of, they feel like they have a lack of control. It's like, but if people would just quit stressing me out, and if, you know, if things would just get easier, and if this would happen, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, none of that is why you feel bad. It's because you keep wishing for stuff outside of you to change your fucking life. Rather than you taking ownership, it's like, if I'm going to change my life, I've got to fucking do it. That's going to start with my thinking. And the first thing it's going to be is, it never makes anything feel. It never makes me do anything. Whatever I'm doing and whatever I'm feeling, I own it. It's me. It's just like, a lot of times I'm super disappointed in people. I was disappointed in Chris this morning. You almost think Chris and I are just running around here, like, arguing. We're both disappointed in each other, to be honest. But I just wrote down, I was like, I know exactly why I'm disappointed. I keep thinking he should. And that just a lot, like, when he came downstairs, rather than me yelling and demanding he do different things, I just remembered, if I'm disappointed in him right now, and it's because of these thoughts, probably not the best time to talk to him about it. Like, I really need to sit back and think about, you know, what's going on there. And we just had our coffee until I'm ready to talk about it. It's a lot better than just yelling at my husband because I'm frustrated, because I'm disappointed. You need to start acting this way. I'm going to tell you, it makes for a much better marriage. It's a lot easier to be in a marriage where you can actually be disappointed with someone without having to yell or demand that they change. I'm going to promise you, he's probably thinking right now, I'm a lot easier to be married to right now, even though I'm disappointed in him. So it's just really important that we quit blaming things for how we think and or how we feel and act. So for all my newbies, if you're just like, you keep talking about feelings and all this other stuff, get to phase two of no BS. Y'all get wrapped up, get that phase one wrapped up. Phase one, it's pretty simple. Here are the things to do to lose weight. Start using your planner. Start making a plan. Start figuring out your hunger scale. Let it be sloppy. Like, the whole purpose of phase one is not so that you know exactly what to do in order to lose weight. It's so that you start doing the things that allow you to lose weight, and then the things that you're still not able to do, like if you're still overeating, like you're breaking your plan and stuff, the purpose of the four basics is to outline the things that aren't working so that when we get to phase two, we can start working on your thinking around it. The only reason why you're not following a plan, The only reason why you're not able to dial in your hunger scale and all that other stuff is because now you're finding all of the thoughts you have that don't allow you to follow it. That's the next step. We have to figure out, through actually planning and doing the four basics on a consistent basis, to figure out what is going to be your next step to work on. So for a lot of you who can't stop eating at your two, guess what you figured out? That you have some thoughts around stopping at satisfied. Like, I don't want to waste it. It tastes too good. I just want it. That kind of stuff. That's the stuff we work on in phase two. You don't just sit there and beat the shit out of yourself that it's like, well, I just can't seem to stop. No, you're not supposed to just be able to stop. Otherwise, you'd be like, problem solved. You're supposed to, through the practice of trying to stop, start uncovering the reasons why you don't want to. And when we uncover the reasons why you don't want to, guess what we get to do in phase two? Work on those reasons, because no one's ever taught you that those reasons can be changed. You could actually like stopping if you get past all of that stuff. But the only way to get past it is to know what the fucking problem is. And let me tell you what the problem ain't. It is not the reason why you keep overeating. It is not the reason why you don't stop. It ain't because your husband's still eating or whatever. All of that comes out in phase two. All right, let me get off here and see if y'all have any questions or anything, and then I'm gonna get out of here. So y'all make sure you post your big four for the day. As y'all know, I'm working out. I will again be connecting with Jane today. I've already talked to Chris this morning. We actually did have a nice conversation, as annoyed as I am right now, but we did have a good conversation. We're just in that place where, you know, just there's a lot going on in the business, and I keep thinking he should react a certain way. I think he thinks I should act a certain way, and we're on very different pages around how the two of us should be acting. So there's that. We're going to be working on that. Or I'm going to be working on my part this weekend. I'm going to have to do a lot of journaling right now around him. We do a really good job of no longer yelling at each other and stuff, but we do. I can always tell when we're annoyed with each other and we have expectations and stuff. So, and just like anybody that has a business, we disagree like a lot on what's the next thing to work on and all that kind of stuff. And I always think I'm right and he always thinks he's right. So when you have two strong personality types, you're going to have some friction sometimes, unless, you know, you can see each other's perspective. So I got to work on mine first before I can talk to him about it. And then the other thing that I will be doing today is I'm going to just listen to music while I take a shower today, because I have two different classes I have to attend today. They're both about an hour long, where I will be like, one of them is about like mind management during crisis and stuff. So that I wanted to make sure that I watched this class today just to see if there's some stuff in there that I can help you guys with. And then I forget what the other one is. There's another one today that I'm scheduled to be at. And then, so I'm getting plenty of self-development today. And then, what's in my control, like literally, is my mouth, like what comes out of it and what goes into it. Like, I am just like committed today. I wrote it down in my planner that what I am in control over today is what is going inside my mouth and what is coming out of it. And to be very mindful of that. And just because I know that today is just one of those days where I feel a little touchy, like I could just like blow if I wanted to. And I'm not going to. It's not worth it. The consequences of blowing up, you know, is like apologizing and, you know, just because I know I'm always going to apologize to Chris. It ain't like I'm just going to be like, well, fuck this, we're done. You know, it's just not. And I don't want to set myself up to have to do all that. So I'm just going to take the time today to just be annoyed and be disappointed and be frustrated. But remember that it's all because of my own thinking. It has nothing to do with what Chris
is doing. It has everything to do with what I am making all of it mean. And that doesn't mean that I won't have a conversation with him and like express that stuff, but I don't want to have that conversation from annoyance and frustration and stuff, because then I'll blame him. I will go into, and this is what you're doing, and that's why I feel this way. It's so easy to go there. And I don't want to do that. I want to go into that conversation and say like, hey, like I've really thought through this. I've been frustrated the last few days because I kept thinking these things. And then that's a much better conversation to have. Are we to post our all-in April goals daily? I haven't, but I put them in my planner. You can post them if you want to, Jamie. It's up to you. You get to use this however you want. Some people are posting, like when they watch my video, some people are posting there. Some people are just doing it in their planner. This is like literally just something we're doing together. So you get to decide like how best you want to do it. Some people are literally just thinking about it. Like they're like, I'm just listening to it every day. I'm not really writing it down or anything. I do encourage you guys to actually write it down. Your brain makes a bigger connection when it writes it down, but you don't have to. It's all up to you. I hear that about my husband thinking I should be a certain way, and I think he should. Marriage. let's see. I think a lot of couples are experiencing this since we are all stuck at home. I lost my husband 4 years ago. I'd give anything for him to be here to argue with. Yeah, Karen, you know, it's funny because Chris and I, you know, like I don't think of us as being stuck at home. Like we literally are coming up on 1 year of working together. You know, we are, God, y'all look at my hair. He left his other job of 25 years last May to come work full time with me in the business and become partners and everything. And we've done pretty good. I will say it's just like anything though. I think he is like working with any other person. We've had to work out the, basically, when are we married and when are we partners and stuff? I will tell you the hardest part. It's so funny you even mentioned this. This morning I looked at him and I said, I have some things that I've been thinking about when it comes to the business that I think would be really good. Am I able to just make those decisions? And of course, a year ago, you know, I didn't have him to like it was just like, he just did tech work and that was it. And I was sitting there thinking, I can't believe I just asked that, because I always have that power. I always have that. And I was sitting there thinking, that's like personal work I need to do. Like, why am I suddenly feeling like I don't get to just make the decisions around here? It's like, I always do. And I think there's still like this little bit of me not trusting that I'm smart enough to do all this and stuff. So that's some of my personal work that I'm working on right now. Really just understanding that it's so funny, because there are just times I don't really feel like I don't know, like own the business, and yet I own the business. I don't know how to even describe it other than, I will say this. You know how like sometimes they say people have upper limit problems? It's like when you start getting to a point to where like I have always had this story that I'm not really smart, but I'm a hustler and I work hard and I do all these things. But, you know, like, I don't know about me being like really smart. It's not even so much smart. It's like educated and things like that. I think I'm running into my upper limit problem on where I'm starting to really see that I'm really good at what I do. Like I am super helpful. Like last night we had our business coaching call and stuff, but it's running head first into an identity that I have held on to for a long time. And so when you have that, when you're starting to run into an identity that you've held on to for a long time. So like for a lot of you, you know, you come in here and the only way that you've ever lost weight is by restrictive diets and really like diets that are really hard and all this other stuff. And you're like, you learn the four basics, you start doing them, it seems easy and stuff, but then all of a sudden you start sabotaging yourself, because it's like you're losing weight when you've always told yourself it's going to be too hard for you to lose weight and all this other stuff, but it's not really all that hard. So you start creating hard things to make it complicated because it's running head first into an upper limit problem. It's like, I'm starting to experience success. It's easier than I thought it was going to be. It's not like that emotional work is not nearly as terrible as I thought. There's no skeletons. It's like, oh, I'm just flipping perspectives a lot. Oh, like everything that you believed is getting busted. And so eventually what happens is it will run into the core identity of you. And if the core identity is, I am never going to be able to lose my weight. It will always be hard for me. Even if I do lose weight, it will be like luck of the draw, or it will be because I did extreme things. You will start, like, you'll notice your food plans start becoming extreme. You'll start doing things to prove that part of your identity true. And that's when, like, I think that's what's kind of happening to me. It's like, I'm just really good at what I do. And I do know that. But at the same time, it's running head first into the part of me that thinks that I'm really uneducated and kind of just lucky. You know, so it's like working through some of that stuff. But that's one of the reasons why we picked for next month for you guys to work on self-sabotage, is because I think a lot of you, like, really are going to have to re-identify who you are as a weight loss person in order to actually be. It's not so that you can lose weight. It's so that, like, you know, a lot of you don't want to pull the trigger on the four basics because it runs headfirst into your identity that losing weight's hard. And it runs headfirst into the identity that you're going to need to, like, feel really bad in order to lose weight. Most of us have always had to be extremely hungry. It's like, if you think you have to be really hungry to lose weight, guess what happens with the hunger scale? I really don't know my negative two. Because if you also fear being hungry, you end up sabotaging a lot of that. It's like, the worst that happens is you wait for some hunger and then you eat. But your story around it gets so tangled. So we're going to, the faster the newbies move into phase two and you really start working through the thought work piece and you start practicing those models and doing those thought downloads and being like, even if they're janked up, sloppy as hell, I'm not even sure if I'm doing this shit right. The sloppiest, messiest, wrongest models and thought downloads open so many doors for you to be able to, like, think better. I have watched so many people over the years post models that if we were going to give a grade, it wouldn't be that great. And they're like, oh my God, I never thought of it this way. I feel so much better. And I'm just like, good for you. Just type in, like, that is the purpose. It's not to get a grade on the model. It's not to get all of it perfect. It's the process. The model's real essence is to allow you to do something you never do, which is, all right, I think it might actually be my thoughts causing my problems. So if I write it down on paper, I can kind of see it and make sense of it. That's all the model does. It allows us to just watch our thinking. That's it. The more you get to where you watch it, the more you get accepting of, like, oh, no wonder shit keeps happening. If I'm like thinking this about my husband, no wonder we have a hard time connecting at night. Like, those are the reasons why the model works so well for us. Okay. If you're still struggling with your positive two, stop saying I'm struggling with it. That's an identity thing. I'm still struggling. Listen to how you're describing it. Guys, seriously, you have to watch everything that you type, everything that you say. Like, what is a better way to say it, Anna? I could give it to you, but I'm not. Instead of us self-describing all the ways we struggle, I mean, just think about it. If you even think of the words, I'm struggling with my plus two, probably feels hard, probably feels like shit. Look, that's us proving one more time, guess what dieting's going to be like. It's going to feel hard. It's going to feel like shit. Here I am struggling with my plus two. Like, what is the problem with us just saying, like, I'm still working on my plus two? That's the side I'm focused on. Notice how that feels way different. It also feels very productive. Like, think about, like, when you're describing what you're working on, guys, use words and language that sounds productive. That'd be like me coming in here going, well, I'm really struggling with coming up with something to talk to you guys about. I would never do that. You know why? Because how am I ever going to come up with shit to talk about if I always think I struggle to find shit? You know what I always think? It'll come to me. I'm going to tell you, you know how I picked this morning's topic? I scrolled through that Facebook, saw one post. I was like, let's talk about that. I did not outline jack shit. I did not do anything. You know what I knew? I'll figure it out while I'm talking. Like, what if everybody just said, you know what I'll do? I'll figure out that plus two every time I eat. Every single meal, I'm going to be figuring out my plus two. That's way different than sitting around fucking saying I'm struggling. Y'all got to get off the struggle bus. It is never a good place to be. Let's see if there was anything else. How good can you stand for your life to be? Think about it. What is your ceiling? Yeah. Really needed to hear this today. Newbie here. And I feel like I'm trying to tell myself it's going to be too hard. I got this. Guys, it's not hard. This is the hardest part of weight loss, is convincing you guys it isn't going to be near as hard as you think. And I will tell you, the more weight you have to lose, I will tell you my beautiful thought, the easier it is. I remember when I had 100 pounds to lose, I could do barely anything and lose weight. I could just like think about not having mayo and drop a pound, because I did so much stuff to keep myself overweight. It literally was a lot of little things. And then as I lost weight, as I got closer and closer to my goal, you know what it didn't get? Didn't get harder. You know what it got? More exciting. I started looking oh my God, I'm actually becoming one of those people who loses weight. I'm actually becoming someone who eats healthy and stuff. What else could I do? I will tell you guys, that was a mindset that I taught myself over time. When I tell you guys the reason why I lost weight is because I changed my mind, I'm not joking. I literally decided on purpose to quit fucking thinking like a fat person. I had thought like a fat person for 30-something years and it stayed overweight. And I was like, I have to quit thinking like that. Seriously. I remember telling myself, oh my God, here's another thought that you've always thought when you were overweight. Stop doing that. It was like constantly being the mother or the adult in the room in my head. I had to tell myself over and over and over again, don't do that. Don't do that. If you don't want to be overweight, stop thinking like that. Until you stop thinking like that. Like, you won't know how long it's going to take for your thinking to change until you've done it so long that the thinking just goes away. That's how it works. There's no timeline. There's no, it should be done by now. It's none of that shit. It just happens because you don't ever stop trying to change how you think. That's it. And I just think back to when I was, like, all those years that I was overweight. And just, like, I wish I had just paid attention. Like, if I was going to give any of you who have a lot of weight to lose like I did, any weight to lose, to be honest, but, you know, just especially for all my girls that have at least 100 pounds to lose, the best advice that I can give you, literally, is to don't judge how you think. Please don't judge how you think. You're not supposed to have all your thoughts together. You've probably just never been taught how to think about yourself. The majority of us just haven't. God love our parents, but, you know, we were told no. I think they say a parent, the average time that they tell their child no is like 10 to 1. Like, don't do that. Stop doing that. No, you don't need to be doing that. Like, people are always reminding us what we shouldn't be doing. They don't talk to us in a way of like, hey, why don't you do this instead? Have you tried this? What do you think about doing this? Like, we're not taught that. So don't like be upset with yourself when you're constantly being punitive in the way that you talk to yourself about not doing things and whatnot. It's not been taught to us actively. But the nice thing is that they've proven that our brains are like plastic. And until you take your last breath, you can change anything with how you think. You just can. It's an old myth that it's like, well, I've thought this way forever. You know, what is it? Still waters run deep and, you know, stripes don't change. That's all bullshit now. Like, shit's not ingrained. Waters don't run deep. You don't have a certain personality. Like, all of that stuff is the most useless thoughts that you could ever have. I want you to think about how stifling things like that feel, how it just makes it feel more hard to do it. Like, thinking like, I get to decide today who I am. I get to decide the next meal if this is going to be easy or hard. I get to decide, am I learning or am I struggling? Like, I always get to decide the vernacular and the language that I use around my life. Nobody can take that away from me. How I think is how I think. And if I want to think differently, get to work. Stop whining. Okay? Let's see. The scale is not mean. Who is this? Peggy? Stop. I hate that. The scale is not mean. If you think the scale is mean, then you have a problem. You're going to need the scale to change its behavior in order for you to feel good. Rather than you changing your behavior and you changing your mindset around you in order to feel good. I hate that my mind determines my success by what it says this morning, even though I've had several great productive days. Why not just think, like, here's the funny thing. You weighed in. I don't give a damn what it said. I don't care if you gained 5 pounds. If you think you've had several great productive days, you're going to need to keep thinking that. Otherwise, you're going to have 2 or 3 unproductive ones because of you deciding that your past effort no longer counts because of what the scale said. And if you have some unproductive days because you're sitting around crying and playing in your dirty diaper about how much you weigh, guess what? You jack up the future results. Some of y'all on weigh-in day are going to have to start practicing some fucking patience. I don't care how good you are this week. I don't care all that kind of stuff. You either want your results or you don't. They're not always going to come on your timeline. You know when they're going to come? When you prove to yourself that you're patient, determined, willing, and committed, despite what the scale says. How do we lose weight? Not by what the scale says. You know how we lose weight? Productive days. The shit we eat. The shit we don't eat. The things that we think. So if you want to have a productive next 3 days, that's on you, Peggy. That has nothing to do with the scale said. It has nothing to do with the number. It has everything to do with what are you going to make it mean about today's number to keep you moving forward? Or what are you going to think about today's number to make you feel bad and be unproductive with your mouth? Every single time that I weighed in when I was losing my weight, whenever I gained and whenever I stalled for weeks on end, I would tell myself, and it is time to double down on doing the shit we did this last week. I know I'm doing the right things. You either are going to trust and believe in yourself or you're not. You letting the scale determine that is probably the worst thing that anybody could do. Scale does not get to control your trust and belief in yourself. Only you control the trust and belief in yourself. Are you going to keep going no matter what? Or are you so shady with yourself that you need something outside of you to tell you you're doing a good job because you're not willing to do it for you? All of you get to decide that right now. Every single one of you. You get to be proud. You get to be worthy. You get to be determined. You get to be committed. You get to believe in yourself. All because you decide to do it. Or you can keep playing small for the rest of your life and letting, well, the scale controls how I think. It's like, no, you control how you think. the 4,000 times today that you want to sit there and think about what the scale said, it's either your time to practice redirecting your brain or practice giving in to your bullshit. Every single thought will be a practice rep. You got to decide what game you're playing. Let's do one more. Let me find one more. I don't think there's another question. I am learning how to cook. I'm learning how to look at food as just food and not entertainment. Any tips? Just keep telling yourself that. Like, listen for the entertaining thoughts. Like, here's the thing when I think about food. Sometimes food is entertaining in terms of like, but if food's going to be entertaining for me, it's going to be because it was well planned. It's not going to be spontaneously entertaining. That's one of the kind of the rules that I have is that like I want to be delighted. You're very welcome, Peggy. I want to be delighted in my food because I planned it, because I looked forward to it, because it's something that I know that I'm going to feel good after the fact. That's the kind of food entertainment I want. Here's the entertainment that I don't want. I'm so fucking pissed at Chris. I just need to get my mind off of it and relax tonight. I don't want that shit. That is not the kind of entertainment that I want because it's not really entertaining. You know what it is? It leads to a frustrating life, and it's very boring to have to keep doing thought downloads every single day on me eating out of reaction, on me eating out of bullshit like that. Okay? All right, I'm going to get out of here before I get too long because, like, what's going to happen is I'm going to sit here and run my mouth and be amazing with you guys and not be amazing with my back workout. So I'm going to do that. You guys have a good one, and I will see you tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central Time in the Facebook group. Tomorrow is actually Q&A day, so please bring your actual questions on things that you need help with, and I will be rolling through a bunch of questions tomorrow. You guys have a good one. Bye, y'all.